Boker Tove. Here I am. I'm sitting here in our favorite spot in the city of David, right underneath the where David's palace would have sat. And I was just down there looking at the stones, and this came to me that the stepstone structure is a reminder of the past, but it's also a promise of the future, and the future which is upon us right now, in that we don't have a whole lot of time. And this is something I've been praying about. I was praying about on the way down, walking down here, that, you know, I wasted so much time in my own life. I felt like for 40 years, had no clue of what it meant to be a follower of Messiah Yahushua. So I just I wanted to share this brief little message with you from Israel, from Yerushalayim, from the city of David, and the source where everything began. It was a few days ago. I was down at the wall, and I was praying. I had gone on the inside of the wall. And it's a little bit cooler in there. And so as I went up to the wall and started praying, man started blowing a shofar. And in the mornings, I've heard the shofars being blown before, but not like right next to me. So, but it was long and it was loud and it was very powerful. And as I was listening to it, I was asking Father what was on his heart. And I immediately felt him saying a sound of war. So here we are, the opening day of the Olympics, where the world is calling for their gods to return, but also the message this year in the Olympics is a rebirth, a regeneration, a new world. Everybody's the same, everybody's equal, and all of that stuff. But we all know that where the world is, Father's not. So we think we can put two and two together on that, that we are not too far from the coming of Messiah. And as I'm recording this right now, I'm staring up at the Mount of Olives and looking forward to the day where we lift up our eyes to the hills and we lift up our heads, for our redemption is drawing nigh. And so I just wanted to encourage you this morning, on this Shabbat morning, and it's also a couple of days into the month of Elul. Mom and I sighted the new renewed moon from the Jaffa Gate, and we posted some pictures on our calendar. And we'll post a few more. But it was exciting to see that, and to be in Jerusalem, to have two witnesses, and not have to rely on other reports. So take joy, my king, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. From the city of David in Jerusalem on this Shabbat morning, the morning we got up and saw the sunrise, joy and blessings to you. And it's time to get ready. As a matter of fact, there is no more time. We're in the month of Teshuvah, repentance. That's what the month of Elul is. So time to examine our hearts and make sure that we're asking Father what's on his heart, and make sure we are getting the junk out that keeps us from hearing him. And boy, does that speak to me first and foremost. Blessings and shalom.